The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hey, my name's Georgiana, and today's podcast is for anyone grieving at Christmas. I lost my dad 3 years ago, but this will be my fourth Christmas without him, so I know all too well how it feels to miss someone at this time of the year. We grow up thinking of Christmas as magical, a time where the impossible becomes real, where joy takes over and the twinkling lights, tinsel and presents beneath the tree are all that we can care about. As we get older, the magic naturally fades and it becomes less about the presents and the reindeer and the elves, and more about spending time with our loved ones. We laugh over a table of pigs in blankets, stuffing and turkey. We pull crackers and put paper crowns on our heads. We turn the music up too loud, talk and reminisce until we have nothing left to say. We look at each other's faces a little longer than usual and take it all in. Christmas, though without the sparkle of childhood magic, remains the same until it isn't. For those of us who have lost someone dear, Christmas feels like a yearly reminder of what we have lost and what we will never get back. While the world celebrates and fills the day with fizz and festivities, there's a space in ours that can never be filled again. We're the only ones who feel that difference. We're the only ones who seem to know what's missing. That first Christmas without my dad feels like a blur now, but I can remember how quiet it was. I remember counting the cards we'd received, comparing the number to earlier years. There were some from people we hadn't heard from in ages and some from people that were supposed to be ever present that were missing. As time went on, we received less and less cards and learnt one of the hardest lessons that comes with grief. You don't just lose one person. It felt like everyone else had found their rhythm again, and we were still left with a dad-shaped hole in our day-to-day lives that was impossible to fill. The difference from the year before was so stark, and that last Christmas with my dad feels so foreign to me now. It was bright and sparkling and warm. Festive music bounced off the walls and the smell of Dad's famous cooked breakfast wafted through the hallway. But that first Christmas was silent and still. The world was moving, but we were still. Since losing my dad, Christmas has felt sort of pointless, and the red and green glasses have long shattered. Now all I can see is consumerism, capitalism, and commercialized nonsense. I'm so bitter about it all. What really sucks is how unavoidable it is. I swear, these days the Christmas aisle pops up in September, and when the clock strikes 12 on Halloween, it's all anyone can talk about. Then, come December, it's all over the radio and the television, and every conversation starts with, "So, what are you doing for Christmas this year?" How am I supposed to answer that, when I know a huge chunk of it is going to be spent searching for my dad's laughter in the silence? Waiting for him to give me his parsnips at the dinner table, wondering what he would think of the gift I would have bought him. How can I say that I'll be wrapping my mother's Christmas presents on Christmas Eve, expecting him to hand me a piece of tape only to find he isn't there? There is no one to joke with me about how bad I am at wrapping presents. There is no one to scam into buying me a notebook when we're Christmas shopping. I can't say all that. Instead, I'm supposed to just grin and answer vaguely. I'm not sure. The usual. Whatever that means. It takes all my strength not to turn off the radio in the car when a Christmas song starts to play. I've warmed up to them more in recent years, but at the beginning I couldn't bear the sound of them. Every song is a picture painted of a Christmas I will not get to experience again. It's more pressure and more reminders. My dad was also the kind of guy to listen to Christmas music all year round, so it's just extra bitter. There's a lot of external pressure around this time. People think we should make the most of it, buck up and celebrate because it's what our loved ones would have wanted. They mean well, and really they just want us to live our lives again, because it hurts to see us grieving. But also it's uncomfortable. We treat grief like it should be left behind closed doors, and especially so around the holiday season. But putting pressure on the bereaved to buck up and celebrate before they're ready to is just putting a pile of guilt on an already overfilled plate of emotions. Don't feel guilty for not celebrating. You never have to celebrate Christmas again if you don't want to. It's not illegal. Santa isn't going to come knocking at your door and complain of your disloyalty to the North Pole. You can also pick and choose the traditions you want to partake in. You don't have to buy anyone presents or cards. You don't have to receive any. And you can keep buying cards for your loved one if you want to. You can celebrate on a different day, in a different place, and eat a different dinner. Allow your life to be as different as it feels. But don't feel guilty for celebrating either. If you do manage to find moments of excitement and, dare I say, a little festive spirit, it doesn't mean you love or miss the person you lost any less. There are no shoulds when it comes to grief. You decide how you move through it. In the same way that you shouldn't let anyone else pressure you into celebrating when you don't feel like it, don't let anyone else shame you for making the most of it. This is your grief, not theirs. As long as you're not harming anyone, it's your business. Christmas is going to be different. It's going to feel weird and strange and sad. Take it minute by minute, hour by hour. Though time is so warped on days like this that just minutes can feel like hours. So take it second by second if you need to. Just be mindful of yourself and your feelings and adjust as needed. It can be hard to watch someone grieve, and especially so at Christmas. It's easy to want to gloss over the sadness with the usual festive wishes. It's normal to not know what to say or how to help. Small gestures make the world of difference at a time like this. Just letting someone know that you're there for them and you want to be there for them can be enough. A small thinking of you or I know it's different tacked onto the end of a Christmas message reminds us that we aren't forgotten. One of the worst parts about grief at Christmas is feeling like the world has moved on and you're just left in this horrible grey area. Grief is different for everyone, but sometimes you just have to make yourself known. Just be there, be present, and remind them that you are. If you're grieving this Christmas, whether this is your first, your fifth, or 10th year without your loved one, you don't have to carry that grief alone. The beautiful tragedy of grief is that sooner or later we all come to know it. Know that you're not alone, even if it feels that way sometimes. And grief isn't love lost, it's love left over. Maybe we don't lose them over and over again when they enter our minds. Maybe revisiting our memories and feeling that leftover love is how we get to meet them again. Hello, you're still here. In my mind. Merry Christmas. I spent the last few years thinking so much about how I didn't have my dad anymore that I almost forgot about the people that are still here. Losing him has put things into perspective in so many different ways. For better or for worse, I am now acutely aware of how short life is. So even though I cannot feel the empty spaces on Christmas Day, the beat of laughter when I read out a joke, the smell of bacon from the kitchen, his seat at the dinner table. I have to be present, or risk missing out on the parts that are still full. I will wear ridiculous hats with my mum and brother. I will write out soppy cards for my friends. And I will sing along to Last Christmas by Wham. Because I am alive. I must live. Let my life be the epilogue to my dad's love. I hope this podcast helps you feel a little bit less alone this Christmas time. Though my festive season is tainted with grief, I'm happy to say I can now imagine a future where I hear the familiar chords that herald Mariah Carey's annual defrosting and not be filled with an immense sense of dread. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. The journey there may be full of twists and turns, but we get there in the end. Sending you the strength you need to get through this season, even if you're not grieving, because, hey, we all have something going on. Even if it's just suffering through a dinner with problematic relatives or having to work on Christmas Eve. Good luck to us all. Thank you for listening. A very Christmas to you.